other than the no hole ring. Also got a little bit of more compression maybe than the other bands do, and I attribute that to that no hole ring. If you go back and listen to Crow, J.D. Crow, I don't know if y'all know, but again, the no hole flathead tone ring is nobody knows why they made them, why they didn't drill them. They made them generally in batches of five or six. I know some in threes, fours, and Granadas, and they were all early banjos, like 9460 numbers, 9470 numbers. This is the latest no hole known, and it's the only one in this batch. But I was talking to a guy. And I know it to be totally original. Got on it since 1945. Like I say, it was not in any kind of everything on it. Never been touched at all. It's one of the most original banjos I've got. But it was like this when he got it. No, I think honestly, the ring could have been produced early. They were shipping it to Africa. They said, "Hey, there's one hanging on the wall. Get it, because it's going to Africa. Who cares? Why would they not drill these tone rings? It doesn't make any sense whatsoever. The 9467 batch of the Crow's banjo was in. There's five or six of them, all of them are no holes. There's a batch of 9471 fours, style fours, all no holes.
The style four that I had before was 9466-45.
That's the first batch of one-piece flange fours. I've had several of them.
Yeah, that's I had 42. No,
that's the actual 66. First batch of one-piece flange style fours. And it was real dark, I bet, almost a chocolate black color.
It was dark. Resonated.
Very dark, much darker than Snuffy Jenkins banjo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, the neck obviously is just...